Yeah, that's another interesting piece that is part of this research. The obvious fluid to pump down there is water.
Mm-hmm.
And water is has too low a viscosity. If you are trying to push oil, which is very viscous, with water that is not so viscous, the front between the two is unstable, and the water just pushes through the oil and leaves the oil behind. So the idea of putting polymers and surfactants in was twofold. One was to up the viscosity of the water, like, you know, polymers are in your shampoo and your salad dressing and stuff like that. And the other was to put surfactants in that more or less scrub the rock and emulsified the oil and carried it out.
I see.
And so my interest in polymers near surfaces was peaked at that time. And there were a lot of interesting things to do that involved both proteins and synthetic polymers, because in some ways synthetic polymers are easier to study than proteins, I realized at the time. You can synthesize new ones that have the size and molecular weight and so on. And each protein has such a specific and intricate structure that it's hard to generalize. You know, if you want to know how do proteins adsorb and interfaces, you have to do 50 experiments to understand,
50 proteins.
Not even 50 experiments, 50 studies, complete studies to understand 50 proteins. Whereas with synthetic polymers, you can kind of get generic behavior. And that, that really appealed to me. So we started studying polymer adsorption and polymer surfaces. And that's where I spent an enormous amount of my career. We looked for new techniques to do this. I don't just want to be on a steady roll. Maybe I'll slow down.
No, no, this is exactly what, what I want to hear.
So we developed some ways of measuring how much polymer absorbed and was sequestered in porous media. We showed how the, and this means in pores that are not that much bigger than the macromolecules themselves,